Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. Right now, the House of Representatives is hours into a hearing on the GOP tax plan in a rare overnight session. So far, 537 amendments have been submitted from both Republicans and Democrats to this reconciliation package. A full House vote could happen later today. President Trump is moving forward with plans for a so-called Golden Dome missile defense system to protect the U.S. Though questions remain about the cost and the technology. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio reports from Washington.
The defense secretary says the system will take shape in phases, prioritizing defense where threats are greatest. President Trump claims the Golden Dome should be fully operational in 3 years. The Pentagon estimates the system would cost more than $175 billion, but the Congressional Budget Office says it could cost up to $542 billion.
He's best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Comedian George Wendt has passed away. He was 76. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It was a cyber attack that caused Cellcom customers' voice and text services to be out for almost a week. On Tuesday afternoon, Cellcom CEO Bridget Riordan took to YouTube, social media, and their website to provide an update on the outage.
We were prepared for this, we're prepared for these incidents, and we are rolling our protocol through this.
Riordan said no personal data was exposed in the attack. She gave no timeline for full restoration of service. The outage began last Wednesday night. Text service and Cellcom-to-Cellcom voice service has been restored. The United States Congress is considering a bill that includes many initiatives from the Trump administration, including cuts to Medicare and tax cuts. Also included in that bill is a provision added by Republicans that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could harm industries. President Donald Trump has already rolled back some of the AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Senate recently approved a measure that would make sharing AI-generated deepfake images a felony. That bill would be moot if Congress's bill becomes law. A Fox Valley school is being recognized nationally for its automotive program. Freedom High School recently received ASE training accreditation for its collision repair and refinish fundamentals program, the first high school program of its kind in the nation to earn ASE accreditation. The program helps students prepare for the workforce by giving them real-world experience in automotive collision repair. The ASE Education Foundation evaluates and accredits entry-level technician training programs against automotive industry standards. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
Another win for Logan Henderson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Baltimore Orioles 5-2 thanks to right-hander Logan Henderson, who pitched five scoreless innings. That's Henderson's third win in a row. In his first three starts, a new franchise record.
It's been really cool. I'm glad I could go out there and give the boys a chance to win today. And they got some runs on the board early, and I'm super grateful to be here. And I know every sixth day or fifth day when I toe the rubber, my job is to give the boys a chance to win, and that's about it.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bucks GM John Horst expected to meet in Milwaukee. Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski says the team's owners are not interested in a rebuild right now.
John Horst just got a contract extension. Now it's business in the purest sense, and it's about not having an empty Fiserv Forum with a new hotel going up, with Deer District trying to get those restaurants rooted in, right? They can't have and don't want 3,000 people.
That's Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get a half inch or more by the time things wind down tonight. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Cold morning.
I do not want to start the day out where people are tuning in and thinking, hey, I want to hear Mino and the Mayor and Todd or the guy behind the window, whatever it is. I want to hear them.
Guy behind the window. Yeah.
So I told somebody yesterday, I said, just contact Todd, commonly referred to now as the guy behind the other side of the window.
We talked about that guy's.
No, I just want to say, we don't want to bring you all down.
What the weather, you mean?
Give him about a 3-word synopsis of the weather outside right now.
Very cold
and awful. Windy and wet and
17 degrees off course.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is truly
that's
one
like
of those,
20.
Yeah. I mean, put a little heavier coat on the kids if they're at the bus stop today type of thing.
Don't.
It is cold and icky.
Yeah, we got to get this out of our system.
We do, man. Enough of this.
But I think we're looking at a good weekend, though. Parades.
Not bad.
Chilly.
Well, compared to this.
But as long as it's not raining, we'll take it.
Right.
Yeah.
This would be terrible for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Because everything in Memorial Day is outside.
Everything. So, anyway. So, it's 46 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh. It is breezy. It is raining. High possibly in the mid-50s today. On meditation day, I'm going to do that today. I'm going to meditate. It's National Tea Day. You know,
I can't let you just get off with that. What do you mean you're going to meditate?
I'm going to meditate.
What are you going to get a video? Are you going to read something? Do you know how to meditate?
I'm going to get into my mantra.
Okay, that's
get into
a good
your
start.
Mantra.
I'm getting into my mantra.
The repeat.
Yeah.
You see the rosary, that's...
I'll sit cross-legged.
Yeah, on the floor.
I'll watch that happen.
Yeah.
Well, if it's the rosary, that's going to be about a minute and a half. I used to blaze through that thing like you can't believe.
It's the repetitive.
Hail Mary, full of grace. Boom. Hail Mary, full of grace. Boom. Hail Mary, full of grace.
No,
boom.
It's the repetitiveness.
I know.
The mantra like you're just talking about.
Anyway, but I was fast.
Meditation day.
Yep. Yep. It's tea day. I was actually, I've got that list of 10 things of the only 10 things I'm going to eat for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the green tea thing, I was actually reading about that, how to try to make, because it admits it is like the most bitter tea you'll ever taste. And the main thing they're saying is, honey, but which is for anything, obviously. But there are some other, I got to learn more. Like even that thing, the other one of my 10 things of the only things I'm going to eat for the rest of my life, the quinoa.
No, that you're talking about that
quinoa. So I think there are certain more natural type sweeteners out there I have to explore.
Agave is good.
Agave, that's one of them too.
That's very good.
Where do you buy agave?
Anywhere. You can. Okay. Probably not the dollar store, but I know you can get it at any grocery store.
Aldi's?
I think I've gotten it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to get that.
I don't know if that's on your list, though. See, the reason they gave you 10 things, it's 10 things and that's it.
Well, yeah, but one of
you
the things
you can't, like,
is,
add stuff to it. It's like, well,
but
okay.
One of the things 11, is green 12, tea, 13. And I know it's phenomenal for you. I will live to 112 if I start drinking green tea.
So I have an idea for you.
Yeah.
Green tea, get some peppermint or spearmint tea to go with it, and then it's not so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try
a little
that.
Honey, but a little spearmint okay. or peppermint tea.
Yeah,
mix it.
I saw a thing, a little meme said, I switched from my morning coffee to my morning green tea, and within 20 seconds, I absolutely lose my will to live.
That's how I feel.
Right. I know, right?
You know, to go that extreme, you should maybe, you got to go off course a little bit, right?
I'm not that guy. I'm a real follower, Jim.
I'm not going to give up coffee. I mean, I'll give up a lot of stuff and I'll exercise, but I'm not giving up coffee. I won't give up cheese. Nope.
I could never give up cheese.
Right. Well, that's not on your list.
Oh, it's 11.
Okay. Tomorrow's going to be 12. And
I color outside the lines a little bit. No. Brian says, always great to wear flannel in May. Yeah, hey, I know, boys. Right? Ugh. Terry says, rest in peace, George Wendt from Cheers.
I know.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of tributes about, you know what nobody talks about what he did?
What's that?
The Schwartzky. The Bears.
Oh, yeah. On Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
The Bears.
I mean, right. That was legendary what he did with that.
Well, yeah.
It's true.
And nobody ever is talking Cheers, which is great, but that made a big impact.
Yeah.
That was one of those cultural things.
How did he die?
Stop breathing.
Okay, Dad.
I'm not sure how he passed.
I was just wondering. He
died in his sleep.
Did he?
Yeah. Well,
that's a good way to go.
Died in his sleep.
All right. It was 78. Well, yes. Yes, it is, John. John, you don't want to see. Have you ever seen anyone die of cancer?
I don't want to die in my sleep, though.
Why?
Because I want to get stuff taken care of ahead of time. You know what I mean?
You never know what they...
On this new diet, I'm going to live for 20 years. I'm fine.
Anyway, that guy was a great actor. Very funny.
Obviously, a great actor, and he was great in that character. But when he tried to do other things, I had a hard time.
Oh, yeah. Stereotype.
So he did a Columbo episode as the murderer, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was really.
And Todd's like, what's normal
we're
there?
We were just talking about, Leslie Nielsen, how last night. I watched 5 minutes of Naked Gun, and I laughed minimum three times, burst out laughing in a 5 minute segment.
That guy's out. Yeah, it's laugh out loud. He is funny. I was telling you, that wasn't his thing. He was kind of a Shakespeare type, more professional.
He played a lot of bad guys when he was younger. Okay. You watch The Twilight Zone, I bet he was in 5 episodes of the old Twilight Zone and played bad guys.
Yeah.
Played like killers and stuff.
Yeah. I bet he was approachable too. I don't know, he died, but he lived in Florida, right?
Buddy of mine. Oh, I thought it was L.A. Well, and I don't know, but a buddy of mine that I've had on the show here, Greg, a sportscaster I worked with forever in L.A., he did one of the Jerry Lewis telethons with Leslie Nielsen, was kind of one of the guys. And they'd be standing there right before they go out, these people kind of nervous at this group.
Right.
And he had one of the...
I knew what you were going to say, right? The little fart boxes in his hand.
Yeah. He'd do that right before these people went on. Yeah. And he'd look at them like, God.
He was on Conan O'Brien one night, and he's just sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, and then he go, you know,
no
that kind
kidding.
Of, oh yeah.
Because he did that at the telethon, too, Greg said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So by the way, watched the Favre thing last night.
Yeah. You said that. Right?
How do I put this? Disappointed in that they didn't put more effort into it. It was an hour long. I just assumed it'd be one of those 2 hour type things, but nothing came out that we haven't known for a lot. I mean, the Jen Sturger things, horrible, terrible. Okay,
was all over the...
What year was that? 2014?
Yeah, right. No, it was 15? Earlier than that. It was earlier.
Earlier than that.
Earlier, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the first team after the Packers. 11, 12?
Yeah, it was... Anyway, yeah, but that was big news for a long 10? Time.
I mean, you're talking 15 years or whatever.
Right. Who did it? I mean, what was it? Just why was it a hit?
It was Netflix. They've been doing... They did one on...
Right,
yeah, but here's the deal. They did one on Urban Meyer as well. Okay, Urban Meyer, when he was at the University of Florida, had the most outlaw team in the history of college sports. I mean, it was beyond belief. Aaron Hernandez, who, you know, should be in prison. He killed himself in prison, but, you know, killed guys and whatever. And they kind of glossed over that. With Favre, everything was a negative type thing. And, I mean, again, how do you hide it? I mean, those things did happen. But it's like, okay, yep, we know about that. The Jen Sturger, oh, yeah. Okay, and then he did that, yep. Only chased and whatever. Okay, and then it came to the thing in Mississippi, which pretty hard to justify what he did on that. I'm going to be totally honest with you. You can't. I mean, and the part that got me, and Burke Griffin and I even text back a little bit last night watching it, and the part that got me, we've been in the business a 1,000 years. We've done 4,000 PSAs with people, okay? We don't know a single person that got paid to do a PSA.
Well, that's why it's called a PSA, a public service
public
announcement.
Public service announcement for a nonprofit.
Right,
it's
and
the
we
whole
have PSAs
thing.
Going on all the time. Yes.
Aaron Jones did a really great one for Joe Olick's group here with the Brown County Veterans
Driver
Association.
Driver did a ton of them.
Driver does. And you don't even expect to get paid. Maybe somehow Bus Cook said, well, he's got to get a little something, something for the effort. But giving, but for him saying he got the $1 million that he personally got was to do a couple of PSAs. Yeah. Mm.
He knows.
That one doesn't pass the smell test, as they say.
Yeah, that's just a tremendous amount of money. And unless he raised $100 million out of it, which he didn't.
Right.
I don't know.
That's the, of all the things, that's when it's like, yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
We both know nobody gets $1 million for a PSA.
And he's done PSAs before.
He's done a million of them.
And he never got, I don't
Not
think, well, like you said, I don't know, but we've never paid anybody for a PSA.
Well, especially coming from a poverty organization
right,
or whatever.
Right, that's what it was, right. A nonprofit.
And the guy's got plenty of money.
He's
he doesn't
so
need
much.
The $1 million.
No, not at all.
If he would have sent it to a charity or something that, like that,
yeah.
then, you know,
they
but
let
still.
It go.
And another one, and again, you know, last time I talked to Brett, it was when I was doing the Rocky Blair golf tournament, and I emailed him and said, hey, Brett, if I sent you some stuff, would you sent me back every single, I bet I sent him 10 items, autographed every one.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's, you know, there's two sides of people. You know, just because a guy does something that, you know, possibly is really, really bad. I mean, nothing's been proven in court yet. It's still trying to, you know, whatever. I guess, right where it's at. But what I'm saying is,
no, I don't
it
think
doesn't mean...
He didn't get charged. He didn't get...
No formal charges,
no,
right?
No, they took the other people down, but he didn't get charged.
Uh-uh. Okay.
So I don't think that's going to court.
So I don't know, do I have to use the word alleged with all this?
I don't know, you really should, but...
Yeah, alleged.
But again, to your point, like, all the stuff that he has done that's good, and he's done a lot of good
right.
in the community, nothing of that was touched on.
Not even the slightest bit of anything good.
No.
You saw it, eh, Todd?
I saw bits of it.
What did you think?
I
was just disappointed, kind of, and I'm not trying to be an apologist in any way, shape, or form, but I was just, it's like, that was easy for them to do. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's just get a whole bunch of old stuff and get Jen Sturger to sit there and talk once again how after 15 years she still can't get a job.
And they sell a few ads.
And boom.
Yeah.
I mean, not defending them. I'm just saying Netflix could have done a much, much better job. I thought, in putting it all together. What do you people think? Anybody else see it? Text us, let us know what you thought about that.
Some
about
of those are
piece.
Pretty good, though. Like
some
the,
of them are great, and I was expecting that.
I like the one.
And then I just want to say, if I could have a dream job, if somebody came down and said, okay, John, you've been such a great guy and whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a dream.
And we're going to let you have your dream job other than a welder. Oh, that's another thing we got to talk about. Other than a welder or a carpenter, okay, or heavy equipment operator.
Yeah.
All right. Mine would be putting together documentaries.
I can see you doing a good job with that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
That would be my dream job.
What's stopping you from doing that?
You?
That's not way out there for you. You could do that. You could start business and do documentaries.
I mean, it's really no different than your books, right?
Right.
But with the documentary, you'd be putting... Put
by the way, I had a nice talk with Tori yesterday.
Put him on PBS just to get started.
Tori Wittenbach.
Yeah.
Okay. Had a nice thing with her. She's all in on doing that. Book on women's basketball for UW Green Bay.
Good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, me too.
That program is one of the most underrated programs in the country for its size to be where, because you'd have to, you know, the thing is, for the GB fans that have gone on the road, although GB now has phenomenal facilities, GB's facilities will rival anybody in the conference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But years ago, when that's all they had was the women's basketball court, were you ever there?
I never got into it.
And they pull out the bleachers
to... Yeah.
You'd literally have intramural classes until like 6 or whatever. Then they would clear out, and then they'd pull up the bleachers and have a Division I basketball game.
Yeah.
So for them to build the program to be on that, and they won big when they were like that. So what those coaches and everybody at GB has done for that women's basketball program over the years, mm-hmm. I think one of the best mid-major stories in the country.
Yeah. Hey, I saw this. We were talking men's basketball. See that guy they got?
Which one?
He's 28?
Oh, no, I didn't. I missed that. How did I miss this?
I didn't see it.
28?
No!
20, that's old.
Why are they taking guys that young?
He's only
in,
what,
six goals?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
I'll find
Norm.
It. All right.
What was your favorite Norm line?
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah. And more milk going on
you. Yep, I think.
Yep.
Another good one is, how's a cold beer sound, Norm? I don't know. I drink it before it has a chance to talk. All right, we got to set a quick break. We got a great lineup for you, folks. We'll be back right after this.
And your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiance didn't show. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We believe your stories matter because here at WISS, your stories are our stories too. Our award-winning news team of Lisa Hale, Brittany Merlot, and Terry Barr cover the issues that affect your life every day, the stories that shape your world. You'll hear it on the air, read it online, and see it on social media, wherever you are. Real news, great conversation, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, connected to you and your community.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everybody knows your name.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a cold and windy and breezy. You know what this reminds me of? Late October high school football games where those last few games are just kind of crappy. That's why I'm glad today is meditation day, so I'm not even going to worry about it once I get my mantra with my green tea on Tea Day and Cultural Diversity
my
Day.
My mantra. That, mm-hmm. I don't think that's the correct use of that word, really.
In my meditation class?
Yeah.
It is.
It is. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Eat More Fruits and Vegetables Day.
All right. There you go.
I'm all into that. It's Waitstaff Day. Great. I didn't know waitstaff had a day. All three of my kids have been waiters, bartenders, things like that. God bless them. Mm-hmm. I never have, and I've always wanted to be.
You know what? I believe that.
Yeah, I'd love to be. Well, you saw me in action that night.
No, John, everybody should be waitstaff. Everybody.
Yeah, I agree.
That should be like going to high school and study civics.
They say that in retail.
Yeah. It's all the same. It's just dealing with people that you think are nice, and boy, they just think. That's a tough. I was a waiter for years. That's a tough job. You got to humble yourself.
Well, I was across the street the other night watching the Brewers game at Hagemeister, and the one girl was training this other girl, and it's like, wow, you got to know a lot of stuff.
Yep.
She was asking how this one drink is made.
Right.
Well, that's triple sec, not the so-and-so. Yeah, right, yeah. Right. You know, off the top of their heads. And it's like,
Or when they just totally ignore you. You know, you're standing there, you want to get ignored, and they just keep talking. It's like, hey, come on. I got other people to wait. I think everybody should be a waiter.
I agree.
Waitress. Waitstaff.
Got a text here from one of my boys.
Or retail.
Said Favre documentary was a complete waste of time. There was nothing new in it. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Some text here from Cowboy Dave. The Times, I saw Phoenix women's basketball online or in television at opponents' gyms. There are maybe 40 or 50 people in the stands. In Green Bay, they have hundreds of people, thousands at times.
Yeah, they did.
Of people.
They sold out that, Chris.
Yeah. Hard to believe Cheers last show was May 20th, 1993. Loved NBC Thursday nights back in the day, Terry. Not even a question. We've talked about that before. This is a terrible thing. This is a terrible thing. I used to so look forward to Thursday nights. I was working in Flint, Michigan, and we had Fridays were so big with high school basketball that I'd always take Thursday night off. I'd work during the morning, yeah. You know, get stuff done, but I always take Thursday night off because then I'd work Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday nights. All right, so whatever. So I always look forward to Thursday. Order a big pizza, sitting there, opening credits to Cheers comes on. It's going to be Cheers, St. Elsewhere, and Hill Street Blues. And my wife comes up, she goes, my water just broke. And I had my first piece of pizza up here as the Cheers theme was coming on. And it sounds honey, horrible, but I want to say, can I just watch it? Do we have time for this? Wow. No, I'll never forget that. In fact, when I hear the Cheers theme song, I think about that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That was 30 years ago?
32?
Wow. Yeah, 32.
Wow. Wow. Happy birthday, Cody Johnson, country singer. Judge Reinhold, he got off to a phenomenal start and kind of plateaued out, huh?
I don't know if he's doing much right now.
He started real young with Fast Times at Ridgemont High, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then he had a bunch of, then he has Beverly Hills Cop.
That's right.
All those, and I don't know, ever since. Al Franken, 74, he's a politician.
You missed one.
Oh, I did miss one. Mr. T, 73. Seems like he should be older, doesn't it?
There's a guy that, didn't he kind of fade?
Well, he had a shtick. He was a one-trick pony.
Yeah. Anyway.
Although I got to be honest.
Not a good neighbor, though. Remember he cut all those trees down? I hate people coming and just like, I'm so-and-so. Like that guy who owned the Redskins, too, right? The Redskins, whatever they're called, Monument now or whatever.
Snyder?
Yeah. He cut all those trees down, and the neighbors are like, what are you doing? Remember that?
Yeah. I got to. He's
like, so find me.
You know.
Which is true.
Statute of limitations has passed, and he's gone. Yeah. But Lindy Infante told me when they were coaching in the USFL, I think it might have been Jacksonville or someplace like that, and they all got fired right before Christmas. And the owner had this big, long, winding driveway. Lindy and the assistant coaches went over, cut down trees for the Christmas trees on his driveway.
There you go.
I love that story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who else? Al Franken, 74. His career went.
Boy.
Yeah.
It did. But you know what? You can be a comedian, but when you're...
No.
In a senator. I mean, come on, a U.S. senator?
Leo Sayer. 1977, ironically, 77 years old. Oh, I hit the post.
No, you didn't. You walked
over
it.
No, I didn't.
No, you walked over
it. Oh, my God. I hit that better than anybody hit a post.
No, you didn't.
No. Anyway, go ahead, John.
Ronald Isley, one of the Isley brothers?
Yep.
I imagine?
Yep.
What, you bummed out because you walked all over?
No, I'm trying to think of one of their songs. Isley Brothers.
It's your thing. Do what you
want to
do.
It's your thing. Yep. Do what you want to do.
Okay.
Yep. Dorsey Lemons, 55. Boy, that era. You know, when I started covering the Packers, the glory year guys were like 55.
Yeah.
And Dorsey is 55.
How come we never had another glory years? And we kind of did.
We did. We had a chance to have one. I'm going to tell you something. That 1997 team was better than the 1996 team. And they went into that Super Bowl. Mike Holmgren, whatever you want to say about him, God bless him. That team was not prepared. They were overconfident.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't believe they were so overconfident.
Didn't you felt it going into the game? I mean, you knew they were going to mess up.
It was one of those things, for anybody that's ever gambled, you know, on games and whatever, where you talk to people, it's like, this is such a sure thing.
This is a lock.
You got to bet on this.
This is a lock.
I'm telling you, I was talking to a guy, okay? Right. And they've never worked out.
No.
Those never work out. Yeah. And it was that same thing all week in San Diego.
No. All week.
That's all it was. Oh, right. My God, you guys. And I told you this story. We had Bruce Costler, who was the head coach of Cincinnati Bengals at the time. Me and McCarron did a thing with him. And he would get done. He goes, are we on? Are we off? Yeah, we're off. He goes, you guys are going to kill him. It ain't going to be a game. Yeah. I mean, that was the whole theme all week. And it got to
their
players.
Their fans did. Yeah. They did. It got to them.
They should have won then. They should have won the next year in San Francisco that Steve Young falling down and Terrell Owens catches that pass. Yeah,
we've lost a lot
There's so many.
That one-play games.
They had let's put it this way. They had their window of glory years.
Okay.
And they blew it. I'm just being honest. They blew it. it off my chest.
All right.
Cheese Curtain Nick coming up.
In the house.
Fanny Z, Jessica Williams, Jessica George, local combat vets, veteran salute brought to you by Olson Legal Group, Ben and Deanna Malcar, John Kramer, Terry Bars. Stay with us. No big deal.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court election is about a year away, but candidates are starting to announce their intentions to run. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up next year, and she's already announced that she will run for re-election. Chris Taylor announced a challenge yesterday. Taylor was a lawmaker representing the Madison area and then a Dane County judge. Currently, she's a judge with the Wisconsin Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court race this year was the most expensive in American history, with Justice Susan Crawford winning with a 10-point lead over Brad Schimmel. The election next spring will not determine the ideological majority of the bench. If Bradley wins and keeps her seat, that would preserve the court's 4-3 liberal majority. If a more liberal candidate wins, the majority would grow to 5-2. Wisconsin's 78th Allison Dairyland has been chosen. Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister Ashley was the 76th Allison Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a movie to watch, here's a Pete pick. As I might have mentioned, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opens this weekend, so I thought I would give Dead Reckoning a rewatch, sort of a cinema stretch out before the big release. It's as good as I remembered it from 2 years ago. Cruise does battle with an AI-formed weapon called the Entity that can take on different forms. Isai Morales, Rebecca Ferguson, Haley Atwell, Simon Pegg, and Ving Rhames round out a great cast. Definitely worth a look before you head to the theater for The Final Reckoning. Singer Jessica Simpson ended her 15-year TV hiatus by performing, if not necessarily singing, on American Idol. The reviews were mostly negative, especially on social media, where everyone's a critic. Simpson belted out Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walkin' with Josh King on the season 23 finale Sunday night, and sang her new song, Blame Me, and they did. Simpson's performance was uninspired and looked unrehearsed, but at least she tried way too hard. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have more rain on the way today. We could get a half inch or more by the time things wind down tonight. Cloudy, a little breezy today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, the rain will end. We'll drop to the low 40s. Tomorrow, the sunshine returns with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to an author who had her book removed from the high school where she graduated. All the details on the way. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a blustery Wednesday morning. Being joined right now by Cheese Curd Nick, who's going to be wearing that big old hoodie tonight at the farmer's market.
Well, we kick off the farmer's market tonight.
We do.
Look at this. Look at it out there. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's. Yeah.
Does this remind you of a late October high school football day?
This reminds me of deer hunting season.
Absolutely, yeah.
But maybe people in this kind of cooler weather will be up for cheese
curds. No, absolutely not.
I tried that already, Jimmy. Absolutely
bring
not. Him out of his funk.
I've done the farmer's market way too many times.
Oh, yeah, you've done a lot.
And
you could probably predict generally how many people are going to be there, right?
I'll tell you what. It's not going to be good.
But don't you think the first one, people, I don't know, it's like, it's starting.
The biggest thing is it's a northeast wind, and it's going to be gusting to 25. So it's coming right off the bay.
Coming right down Broadway.
Coming right down Broadway.
Well, we should promote it a little bit more than that.
We should. Yeah. Hey, come on down. Hey, it's going to be 68 and sunny, gentlemen.
I appreciate the fact that Jim's trying to stay positive. I appreciate
it. It is the first one. I do think people are going to come out to kind of. I do. It's the first one. People can come out, get some of that food truck and your stuff.
I appreciate your positivity.
I tell you what, Nick, I'll be there. How's that?
So all right. I will too.
Yeah.
All right.
I will stop over and get something.
We're going to walk through that.
All right. I appreciate that.
You got it.
And then
might not tip, but we'll come by.
Do you have the exact same location every year? Do you like?
Yeah. Years ago, I used to be up on the corner, and my lines would. And this is when my lines.
You're like Broadway and Walnut, right? Before?
No, I was on Broadway. What is that dead end road that? I'm on that same road.
Yeah. Okay. Because when I did it with you one time, you were actually right on Broadway.
No, I was on the corner right off of that same
road. Oh, you're in the corner, yeah. But you were more on Broadway.
Yeah,
then.
Right
now
on that.
You got to kind of.
You're in a little bit.
But you're in a kind of a cool little, you got your own little village down there.
Yeah,
That's like the food court.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. It is. But
it's popular.
My lines, they didn't like the lines all getting all jacked up in the intersection there.
Right.
So then they're like, well, we have to move you. So I was mad for about a year that they moved me, and then I kind of fell in my groove there, and it's nice because I can have everything right there, you know, to where if I would have my same setup now in the middle somewhere, it would be very difficult to do stuff because I wouldn't be able to have my trailer there.
You got a lot of room behind you. It's wide open for you.
When you go down a little food court, cul-de-sac, whatever you call that, you're a little unique there. I mean, there's some good food down there, but there's just not a lot of people doing fish. Why I was there? We had fish.
Well, that was the. I don't do fish for the public.
I'm
do
kind of
fish
a fan
for
of the ragoon.
Yeah, everybody likes a crab ragoon.
Yeah, but you don't do that there.
No. I just do that for friends and employees and stuff like that. But you know, it's our line. You know, when it's a nice day, which it will be later today.
There you go.
That's right.
Love it. There you go. Ding ding. Bell.
What time does it start? The market.
3:00. To 8:00.
All right.
So it's 3 to 8 all the way through September. So that when September comes, which is people are going to say, well, why are you talking about September? In a blink of an eye, it will be September.
Yeah, right.
Then it goes to 3 to 7 the whole month of September. So basically when school starts, it goes to 3 to 7.
You talk about blink of an eye. Our kids are all going to be home for 4th of July. And that's here before you know it. And we called around to get some hotels because we're going to be going a couple places. They're full. So it's like,
get a VRBO or an
Airbnb. Yeah, I know. That's what we're probably going to do. I was just calling this weekend. And I was wow.
And here's the
thing. Wait a minute. You're looking for Green Bay hotels?
No.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing with the
I was going to say, wait a minute. You get a 4-story house?
Yeah.
I would be really offended if I was one of your kids.
No, they will stay. They'll be there a couple nights.
Okay.
But there's some other stuff we want to do.
Well,
I just want to say
Milton's got that for him. That's how Milton.
He's
coming with us. You'd be like, you know what? I can see Milton being like, I was reading that thing about Barron Trump where that $3 million place stuff. He had his own floor.
The dog
the whole time. His son.
Oh,
Trump's
son. Okay.
It's like an entire floor he had. Wouldn't that be cool when you're like 9 years old? But I could see Milton having that.
Hey, when you invite me over for that hot dog bar that we talked about off the air.
Think that's going to happen?
Well,
it is.
Well, anyway, can we feed Milton hot dogs?
No. Hey,
cheese curds?
No. Don't do that. Can we give him a couple? We had a guy on here yesterday, Nick. He's like the milkman of dog food. And he'll deliver it. And
I know him.
He assesses your dog. I'm going to get his number. I'm going to go see him. I think that's great.
He's at the Wednesday Farmer's Market. So when you come and get cheese curds from
he'll
me,
be there tomorrow? Visit.
Yeah, today.
Okay, tonight? Today, I mean.
Yeah, he'll be there tomorrow.
Jim will be there tomorrow. Yeah.
Where the hell is everybody? All right, cool.
He'll be there tomorrow on Oneida
Street. But it'd be better weather.
I don't know if tomorrow's any better.
What are you drinking there?
It's a sparkling ice caffeine, so it's zero sugar.
Never seen that one before.
Me either.
It's pretty tasty. It's got caffeine in it because I need a little.
Oh yeah.
But today is eat your fruit and vegetables day.
It
Nick,
is. So eat cherry.
Oh, cherry. Right, vegetables. Right, how many carbs?
Support
many carbs?
The day.
How many carbs? How many carbs?
Ready?
Yeah.
Zero.
Wow, there that's nice. I like that. Hey, I just want to say one thing, old man. You look at that exactly the way Jim and I do with our glasses. Try to tilt it just the right way.
Hold that back a little bit.
So here's the thing with that. So my glasses, I don't need glasses for close up. I need them for far away. So the whole it makes it blurry. Off. I have to see. I can see better when I do this close up than that's cloudy right now. But if I do this, I got you.
But with all that said, and you sell cheese curds and burgers, you've lost 47 pounds.
How did you do that?
You do look good.
The generic Ozempic, so semi-glutide.
Oh, you did. Hey, I just saw a story. Did you see that on national news last night? CBS News, which I'd never seen before. Boy, that's strange with the two guys.
I know. It reminds me
of a cable company in 1986.
We only had one anchor.
Does it have that feel to it, though, Todd? Remember when news stations used to try to be, we're different. Look at where it's like.
Do you think they're trying too hard?
I thought they were trying too hard.
I'm not crazy about the anchors either. But anyway, I thought they were trying the whole. What was the Ozempic
story? But it was about how the prices are going way, way up again now. On the knockoffs, because there had been some kind of an agreement, even with I'm probably getting some of this wrong, but the bottom line is the price is going way, way up by like $400, $500 a month versus what people had been paying. And it has something to do, and it's something to do with the knockoff type of Ozempas.
It's not so different. Ozempic. Knockoffs aren't different, right?
One lady said
she lost 70 pounds on the knockoff stuff. And the doctor there said, I'll be honest with you, when people go off it, 75% put all their weight back on.
Well, it's like a diet, John.
I know.
So, like, I'll probably never be off. You know, I'm getting close to where I want to be. I want to float between 230 and 240. So you have to do a video conference.
I don't think things floated.
Float, yeah.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
I want to get on a maintenance. I'll be on a maintenance shot once I get to that point.
What is maintenance? And once a month, or how often do they do that?
I don't know. He says once you get there, we'll talk about it. That's what
Who do you
said.
Go through?
What
the guy in Appleton?
No, or do you online?
You do it online.
Because that's what the girl who worked here, and she just I can't believe how cheap it was. I'm waiting for
$250
a month.
Yes, and then when you're on a shot, you're saving yourself $250 in food. So it's really
I would agree with that.
You're not gonna. It's not like oh my god. It's $250 more in my budget. It's actually not, what they said to me, and it actually holds true. You don't eat nowhere nearly as much.
But okay, so they're going to come out with a pill.
Yep.
Because you got to put needles in your body every day.
Once a week. I hate needles. If you wave a needle in front of me, I'll pass out. Right. So my wife actually.
Oh, she does it.
Oh yeah. So I'm on my phone doing whatever.
She comes back up behind you.
Jabs you and walks away.
Yeah.
Well, it's working.
Yeah, it works.
Congratulations, man. Especially being in your business.
Yeah.
Right.
Although, do you eat your own stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I really like, so the hot dogs that we use are Nathan's All Beef from Coney Island. Yeah. So, like, when Joey Chestnut eats 68 of them, 68 quarter pounders is what he eats. And we sell those.
And they're good.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good.
They have a little garlic taste. They're really good. Like, I don't want to call it Oscar Mayer brand, but that uncased hot dog?
Yeah.
That's the best uncased hot dog you'll ever eat.
Okay, should I get those for the party?
You probably should.
Okay, I will.
Do you want me to bring anything?
No, Costco
has. Bring a dish to pass?
No.
Yeah, they do. Costco's got really good, those big hot dogs. Oh, yeah, they do.
No.
And I'm going to have cheese and onions and just, it'll be a whole bar. You just make your own. I'll just grill them.
And then where's?
And the beer, I'm just going to have beer. That's it. I'm not making drinks for you guys.
I'll bring.
Yeah, bring whatever you want. But no, just Spotted Cow. That's it.
Spotted. Oh,
yeah.
That's did my wife's new favorite.
That's what I have.
Did you know it's illegal to sell spotted cow outside of Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that. I just read that.
Like, so remember the? That's where that who's that crazy guy that they fly in for games and they just load up the plane with spotted cow.
So do you remember
private people? That's very, very popular.
Remember Fat Tire? Or
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the same thing. So all my friends, this was back 15, 18, 20 years ago. They would go to Colorado. A lot of them went to Colorado. They went skiing and snowboarding and stuff like that. Well, they would drive there and then drive back. And
then the Coors?
No.
Oh.
Fat Tire.
Oh, okay.
Because Fat Tire was the, they wouldn't
sell anywhere.
What's the law behind that, though? Well, is that a marketing ploy? Oh, it's so special?
Well, it's a law because, so like when I had my liquor store, like you guys have been on Eastern Seaboard, obviously. Have you ever had Yingling?
No.
Yes.
Yingling is a really good beer.
Yes. Okay. I'm not sure where, but I've had that. Y-U-G something?
Yeah. So the problem is a lot of these breweries can only produce so much. They're not like Miller. They're not like Pabst. Right. They're not like Budweiser where they can just pump and supply the whole country. So what they did was they had regulations on, well, we can only sell to these states because that's how much they can put out. So when I had my liquor store, I'm like, I need Yingling here. And I didn't know why we couldn't get it here. Well, Yingling, one thing is if anybody even listening out there, Yingling is the oldest active brewery in the United States.
Oh, cool.
The oldest active.
Wow.
And they're where?
I believe they're out of Pennsylvania. Okay. I believe somewhere over there.
All right.
Dutch that started them up, you know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So I did make some phone calls. Well, I ended up going all the way talking to Yingling themselves. I'm like, why can't I get it in Wisconsin? And they said, we can't produce enough.
Well, that's a little different, though. I think the rules, because Spotted Cow, that's a huge, huge, they could put out more than Wisconsin, I think.
Well, right, but like Yingling handles like 14, I might be wrong.
Are
but
you
I,
sure it's not around here, Nick?
Yingling?
Yeah.
I'm positive.
I think you're wrong. Because well, I don't know where I've had that other than here.
Eastern Seaboard. Or
I haven't been Eastern Seaboard in 5 years.
Unless somebody
the
smuggled
oldest one,
it.
John, they could have had it.
Unless somebody smuggled it.
Okay.
Right.
I don't drink anymore, so maybe there is Yingling finally here. I don't know. But this was back in 2007.
All right.
And they said, we can't produce enough, so what we do is we set up boundaries so we don't get overextended. So that's why there's like law. And the law states that you cannot take any beer or anything over state lines, right. Technically.
Yep.
So that's kind of like I believe that's a national law.
You can't take beer over state lines?
No. Because like Line and Kugel, you could buy elsewhere, right?
Breaking news. I looked it up. Yingling is now sold in Wisconsin with Molson Coors. They joined forces.
Oh, that's probably why they did it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But well, again, everything that I'm talking about is from this is 2007 information, not 2025.
We like to be a little bit more current.
A little more current.
We try to inform the people of what's current.
Yeah.
But okay, we'll do our history channel.
Yeah.
Okay. Come back for that. But yeah.
Well, hey, that's good to know. You know, now you. You don't have to bootleg Yingling into the state,
right?
Anymore.
Well, but, there goes my business.
But I want to. Yeah. I want
to hit a side gig.
I think there's more to it than that because
I would do a spotted cow thing. I would load up a truck with spotted cow and take it to
people do it all the time.
When I went to the Packers Rams game, I mailed a whole bunch of beer and spotted cow, and everybody that was at the tailgate like. Oh my God, this beer is awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Cheese Curtain Nick talking about today's farmer market on Broadway in downtown Green Bay. We got our veteran salute from Olson Legal Group coming up. We got some phenomenal guests with that. We got a full slate for you folks. Back after this.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Break out those golf clubs and get on the course for a cause. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday at 9 a.m., join the Murray Scramble, a golf benefit for Second Chance North Animal Shelter. For $65 per person, you get to enjoy 18 holes, raffles, lunch, and whole events. It's at the Farvu Golf Course. And to learn more, head to WISS.FM. Click Vents. It's for the fur babies.
Mental health is healthcare. Self-care isn't selfish, and asking for help is a brave and powerful step. Mental health affects every one of us, regardless of age, race, or background. And yet stigma holds many people back from getting the support needed.
I grew up being called a worrywart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Kira Sabin gets it. The Madison-based positive psychology coach says, many times you just have to let it go.
A lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy.
This Mental Health Awareness Month, let's break the silence, build understanding, and create a world where mental wellness is a priority for everyone. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Orioles at the Brewers again today, 11:35 on WISS. Oof. Get out of town. I know.
Did they win last night?
I don't know, but
it was 5-2. That game is so slow.
They did win last night.
Okay, I was watching that, and it's like, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I don't think I saw
Contreras came out, got out of a good slump the other day. Went 4-4, and he had been hitting not even his weight.
That's funny.
And he's a
stocky. How about my
guy.
Weight? So not even his
he
weight.
He wasn't even hitting your weight. You know what I think he was hitting? He was hitting what Jim Wade the first time he got. Or I shouldn't say the first time. What Jim Wade when he got married. We were talking about this.
We were talking about, because my wedding anniversary is coming up. And I said to John, how much. I was, you know, you watch the video and all that. And it's been a long time, you know, 35 years. And I couldn't believe how much weight she's put up with. You know what I mean? I'm getting better. But
I thought you were going to say how much weight she put on.
No, she put up with. Hold on, I wouldn't
I
say
was
that.
Gonna run out of here.
No.
I was gonna move.
No, but there are people that weigh the same.
There is.
They're
weirdos.
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, I was surprised. So we were talking about that. And
how many was it? Okay, how much would you weigh? Tell, this is probably what he was betting. What would you weigh?
No, I didn't bet. Well, how much? No, when I got.
No, no, no. When you get married.
Like 140.
And that's about what he was hitting.
So, yeah. I'm not going to be back. I'll get closer, but I'm working on it.
Okay, I got one thing. We're talking about the beer. Yes. What was the other one that you came up with? For Spotted Cow?
Oh, Fat Squirrel.
Fat Squirrel. Okay, so I got a buddy.
You have
who's,
a blue thing, too, that's pretty
popular. Yeah, but I meant when I had my liquor store, Fat Squirrel.
Where was your liquor store? I didn't know you had a liquor store.
Yeah, I was.
Did you?
No.
I had the last year and a half of the old Thirsty's Liquor on 9th and Groves.
Really?
Yes. It was Thirsty's Liquor, Thirsty's, and then it was.
Like, what's there now?
It's a vape store.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me ask this. I got a buddy that I'm going to bring him something for doing a bunch of work for me, and he's a scotch drinker, and I've never heard of this scotch. Laphroaig?
I would go to, you know where I would go? This is where I would go to get it. I would either go to Woodman's, or I would go to Ridgeview Liquor in Ashwaubenon.
Well, I'm going to start with my buddy over in Alloway first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy,
too.
He's phenomenal.
Yep.
And if he's got it, and he'll sit on his stool and he'll tell you exactly where it is.
We'll get it.
Yep. And then he'll ask you about the Packer draft.
I'll tell you about him when we go out here.
It's for sale.
I know it is.
I would buy it in a heartbeat.
And he'll ask.
Then you're married. That would be your second marriage.
I'd live upstairs, which would make it my third. we got Nick here talking about the farmer's market. Well, Nick, again, at least the season has started. But, man, not to blow smoke up you, but you are one of the hardest working men in showbiz. I mean, you don't take, like, time off, do you?
No. So, before COVID, we'd do 130 to 140 dates a year. And then COVID came and and then we went to like 80 to 90, and now we do, I think this year with the draft added, I think we have 73 working days, like 73 vending days.
Oh.
And then in our business, it's basically you add another day to it for, you know, cleanup, setup, you know, so basically if I work 72 days, I work 144 days.
Right. If you get an event, today, starting at 3, what time does your day start getting ready for that?
Because our weather's so beautiful today.
Yeah.
If it was a normal day, I'd probably start by 8 o'clock in the morning. I would be starting to do stuff.
Right.
You know, we have to be down there. I get there. I'm one of the first ones there at 1 o'clock. Just in case, you know, there's a just in case factor. Yeah. I like to be at my events. I try to be at all my events early, just in case. Like 2 years ago, we had a fryer that went down. You know, I cleaned out the fryers the day before, went down there. It went light.
Oh.
And then, you know, I'm like, well, that gives me time to get another, you know what I mean, to fix it or to switch it out or whatever.
I know
the
farmer's market's a big deal for you at the events, but what do you have going on? This is a holiday weekend. You doing anything?
Yeah, we'll be in Sturgeon Bay at the Sturgeon Bay Fine Arts Fair at Martin Park. We'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
It's one of the very few times when we talked about fish. This is the only event in the year that I do perch and I do shrimp baskets.
Oh, wow. All right. That sounds awesome.
And it's fine arts, which they're, you know, they like that.
They have fine art. You know, they have, it's a...
They're a little hoity-toity up there.
Yeah, they are. So they have like a, it's kind of...
I like it.
Linens.
For him to say somebody else is hoity-toity.
Yeah. Yep. So,
all right. I don't know why you looked at me like that. I'm like,
it's from craft. You know, they have some craft stuff. When I say craft, it's not super high-end, but it goes all the way to, you know, $1,000 pictures.
What's that artwork, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And the other event that they actually have in fall is... they have an auction, and every year, I think they're going with boats this year, but they have like 20, they've done cherries, they've done bass, they've done all kinds of different things. And then they have artists paint them up, and they put them up for auction.
Yeah.
And the one year, they had like a bass or a cherry that was painted up. It went up for auction. It sold for $8,000.
Wow.
And they do live auction, right? That's in fall.
Did you see that one in Milwaukee, that boat? That beached.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And they
yeah,
can't
yeah.
just see that? Uh-uh. And they can't get it out. No, did they out? It, yeah, oh, they yeah. did get it out. They were. They tried so hard they could because it had filled with sand, with silt, and it was so
it
heavy.
Was beached. Yeah. Yeah. They ran out of fuel. They bought this. They wanted to take it down. They wanted to get it down to the Mississippi River, I think. But they bought it, and they ran out of gas. They couldn't get into the harbor, and they abandoned the boat.
But the thing is, it became a huge tourist attraction. Because then people... paint all kinds of graffiti on it and the whole thing. and it's actually in the water. And there are these actual boat people who used to go there and take pictures. Oh, and a lot of people didn't want it removed. So it was like this cool, unique city art.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'd let that go. That's pretty cool.
Now they're talking about possibly cutting it up into pieces and auctioning it off to help pay for the salvage part of it.
Cheese Curd Neck, Farmer's Market. Where are you going to be, brother?
We will be down at the end by the corn, next to the corn and kettle corn and corn. We'll be there 3 to 8 tonight. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, fresh battered cheese curds.
Sturgeon Bay this weekend.
Sturgeon Bay this weekend, Fine Arts Fair, Martin Park.
Awesome.
9 to 4 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday.
And thanks for the homemade cookies.
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling good already.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Quick break. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yep.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Bright and early, the House Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether to move forward with President Trump's tax agenda. Republicans say it cuts spending and trims federal waste, but Democrats have been arguing the GOP is using this late-night session to hide harmful policies from the American public. Democrat Benny Thompson says it will make the country less safe.
We may be here in the dead of night, but you do not need the light of day to smell manure. The American people are not going to be fooled by any middle-of-the-night manure-slinging here.
The Trump administration is facing a new federal order to hold on to deportees who are reportedly being sent to places that they're not from. It comes after the New York Times reported 12 men were sent to South Sudan in violation of an order that gives migrants time to raise concerns about potential danger in situations like this. This is ABC News.